Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button if you guys are enjoying the content that we're throwing up. And make sure you guys hit the like button if you enjoy the video. And yeah, let's begin. Okay, so continuing on with our series on too powerful for Marvel movies, I know a lot of you guys are kind of looking at this and you're like, but he's already in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but bear with me here. So for me, when I look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because Netflix and the movies are so far removed from each other, I don't really even consider Netflix, or at least what was the Netflix series, to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe anymore, because they never really referenced anything that went on. The closest we ever got was The Incident, which was Avengers 1, and like, that's it. It's just, they're almost like characters that feature, or I'm sorry, shows that feature Marvel characters and don't really take place in the MCU, but kind of do at the same time. So honestly, I'm going to remove the TV arm here, and I'm going to focus strictly on the movies. And I think the Purple Man is too powerful for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and here's why. So when it comes to Zebediah Kilgrave, the way we saw him in, really in like the TV show, was very different from the way we saw him in the comics, right? In the TV show, he was more of a tragic character, and it was actually kind of cool. I wouldn't even say it was bad. I would say the way that he was depicted in the show was more interesting than the way he was depicted in the comics. Now, that's because of the fact that in the comic books, he's never really written in a dynamic way. Well, he's never really written in like a comprehensive, complicated, interesting way. He's just a dick, right? He just does like what bad guys do, and like that's it. He's a guy who was just granted the ability to control other people, and he does like terrible things. But in the show, it actually made him kind of tragic, right? Because he was a victim of experimentation from his parents. And so, you know, again, kind of removing that and focusing more on the comic book version, Kilgrave is a horrible human being. Like, he's a terrible person, right? He received his powers when he was doused with chemicals, and basically it allowed him, one, it turned him purple, and two, it allowed him to emit pheromones that dominate the wills of others. Now, the funny thing about this is that it's not an absolute guarantee, but for a lot of the Avengers, it kind of is, right? So the reason why I would say Kilgrave is too powerful for the MCU is because all it would take is Zebediah Kilgrave walking into Avengers Mansion and saying, "Avengers," and they would all just kind of listen and just say, "Kill yourselves." Like, that's literally all he would have to do. The Incredible Hulk would be the exception. And kind of, but not really. We can't really look to the Purple Man in order to determine that. There are a couple ways that we can sort of figure weaknesses. For example, during Brian Michael Bendis's opening run, his inaugural run on New Avengers back in 2006 or something like that, there was a story called The Raft. And The Raft was the first arc he wrote, and it dealt with, well, really was kind of a lead up to Secret Invasion, right? So like Elektra, the female assassin chick, she was actually a Skrull, like masquerading as a hero, but she contracted the villain Electro to basically go into The Raft, which was a superhuman prison designed to hold, you know, various superpowered villains, and then shut down power to it, which freed all the villains across the board. And it was a way to kind of distract the Avengers in order for the Skrulls to kind of, you know, continue implementing their Secret Invasion plan without the Avengers really figuring out what was going on, because they were focused on, you know, I guess a whole host of other things. But during this whole event, you ended up having Luke Cage, right? Like Luke Cage, who at the time was, you know, the father of Jessica Jones' daughter, and, you know, married, since, I don't know if he was ever married to Jessica Jones, but they were basically a family. By all standards of measurement, they were essentially married. And you know, because of the fact that Kilgrave knew that, and because they'd had dealings in the past, Kilgrave tried to seize control of Luke Cage. And Luke Cage managed to overpower Kilgrave just by like sheer force of will. But not everyone can do that. And I think that's really the only instance we've seen someone do that. Now, in terms of other people who can resist Kilgrave, Wolverine can probably do it, and so can the Incredible Hulk. And the reason why we say that is because we look at characters like Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew, right? Like, Spider-Woman has the ability to emit pheromones that basically make guys like attracted to her. And so because of that, she can kind of like bend them to her will to a degree. Not really on the same level as Kilgrave. She can't like, I mean, she can't really emit pheromones and then say, "Captain America, go kill all the Avengers," right? I mean, I don't know why she would want to, but as far as I'm aware, her powers aren't that extreme, but she can kind of, you know, get them, kind of coax them into doing things they wouldn't normally do. There was one point when she tried to use her powers on Wolverine, and he got dizzy, right? Like, it didn't work, and he got dizzy. So all that happened is his healing factor started, like, fighting against these pheromones, because they're literally, like, foreign bodies that enter into his body, and then his healing factor tries to kill them, right? So it's like catching a cold or the flu or something like that. The Incredible Hulk, of course, we know has a healing factor. Anyone with a healing factor should be able to resist Kilgrave, right? So Kilgrave being able to walk in to Avengers Mansion and then say, "Avengers, kill yourselves," and like the Incredible Hulk following suit, probably wouldn't happen. But he could do it if it were Bruce Banner. Now the question is, if he walked in and did that, would the Incredible Hulk emerge in response to that, or would Bruce Banner successfully manage to take himself out? But with someone like Kilgrave, having powers like that in such a way make him exceedingly dangerous, because he could walk into something like a nuclear silo, and or walk into, like, you know, like the I don't know, like tell the president to bring together like the office of the joint, like bring all the joint chiefs together, and then just say like everybody needs to launch the nuclear war, like the entire nuclear arsenal of the United States, and launch it at all the major U.S. cities in the U.S. Like literally obliterate the country using the government against itself. I mean, like having the ability to dominate the wills of others by using pheromones in a way that's virtually unrivaled is a huge amount of power. But there are a couple outs here. If we leave out healing factors, right? We leave out Wolverine, we leave out the Incredible Hulk, we can actually look to telepaths. We can look to somebody like Jean Grey, or we can look to somebody like Charles Xavier. Not only that, we can also look at the nature of Kilgrave's powers. So because of the fact that Kilgrave is basically like emitting pheromones, it's like allergies, right? If you have allergies and you go into a place that's like rife with pollen, well, of course your allergies are going to go nuts. But if you leave that place that's not so full of pollen, your allergies will calm down. And that's the way his that's the way his pheromones work. If you are in the direct vicinity of Kilgrave and then you in turn, like he tells you to do things and his pheromones are hitting you full blast, you're probably not going to be able to resist. But the further away you are and the longer you're away, the less control he has over you. The question, the issue is how much damage can he do during that time when he's in your vicinity? But we also saw in like really in his original introduction in the old Jessica Jones Marvel Max series by Brian Michael Bendis, that when Jessica Jones went through the whole story about meeting Kilgrave and how he made her do things that she didn't want to do, some pretty terrible things. If you ever go check it out, it's pretty screwed up, the kind of stuff he made her do to herself and do to him, and things that he made her do with like other women and so on. It's pretty dark and twisted. But when all that story was kind of revealed, and then like she basically had to face him again, really he kind of lured her out. What ended up happening here is Jean Grey of the X-Men showed up and put mental blocks in place so that when he tried to use his powers on her, they wouldn't work. So someone who is a sufficient telepath can block like the pheromones from affecting them. Now, how that translates, I'm not 100% sure, because as far as I'm aware, mental blocks only affect like mental attacks, right? So they don't have like a physical form. It's not like putting mental blocks in your place. It's like, you know, putting mental blocks in your mind is like putting a block in your throat. You can't breathe. It's not like that. You know, I'm not aware that it's the case. The only thing that I can figure is putting mental blocks in place, basically protect the synapses in the brain from being affected by the pheromones. And so it's almost like just kind of providing like an immune system for your mind against like the pheromones of Purple Man. But again, you know, barring something like that, which we don't have telepaths in the Marvel Cinematic Universe yet, we have a couple people. Well, we only have the Incredible Hulk with a healing factor, but the Incredible Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is much weaker than his comic counterpart. And so you're talking about a scenario where the Purple Man could essentially walk in to almost any situation and just bring the world to the brink of war, right? Just do like what they did in Terminator, just be like, launch all your missiles at Russia and just instigate a world war, like a nuclear world war, because he wants to. I mean, having that kind of power, being able to like dominate the world just by issuing a command is huge. And that's kind of the funny thing. I would say Purple Man's powers are wildly unappreciated in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I never understood why he was a TV show villain. The Purple Man is easily like a movie villain. Like he's easily a movie villain, right? Like being able to go in there and like the new Avengers, like just dominate all of them. That's a huge deal, right? I mean, that's a pretty significant thing. And even if it's not just them, like the X-Men, right? Like just pulling the strings and making the X-Men do things. It's a pretty cool set of powers and kind of a big deal. So I don't know. I mean, I realize we might be kind of cooking the books a bit on this one, kind of fudging the numbers, but I think it works. But with that being said, guys, we're going to bring this video to an end. If you are new here to Comics Explained, make sure you guys hit the sub button to become part of the Rob Corps. If you guys enjoy this video, make sure you drop a like, and I will catch you all later. Peace.